An alternative, the hourglass approach. It can be effective to take a longer period of absence up front in what some NR have termed the hourglass approach, so named because you use a long proof of concept up front to get a short remote agreement and then negotiate back up to full-time out of the office. Here's what it looks like. 1. Use a pre-planned project or emergency, family issue, personal issue, relocation, home repairs, whatever, that requires you to take 1 or 2 weeks out of the office. 2. Say that you recognize you can't just stop working and that you would prefer to work instead of taking vacation days. 3. Propose how you can work remotely and offer, if necessary, to take a pay cut for that period, and that period only, if performance isn't up to par upon returning. 4. Allow the boss to collaborate on how to do it so that he or she is invested in the process. 5. Make the 2 weeks off the most productive period you've ever had at work. 6. Show your boss the quantifiable results upon returning and tell him or her that, without all the distractions, commute, etc., you can get twice as much done. Suggest 2 or 3 days at home per week as a trial for 2 weeks. 7. Make those remote days ultra-productive. 8. Suggest only 1 or 2 days in the office per week. 9. Make those days the least productive of the week. 10. Suggest complete mobility. The boss will go for it. Q&A. Questions and Actions. Recently, I was asked if I was going to fire an employee who made a mistake that cost the company $600,000. No, I replied. I just spent $600,000 training him. Thomas J. Watson, founder of IBM. Liberty means responsibility. That is why most men dread it. George Bernard Shaw. While entrepreneurs have the most trouble with automation since they fear giving up control, employees get stuck on liberation because they fear taking control. Resolve to grab the reins. The rest of your life depends on it. The following questions and actions will help you to replace presence-based work with performance-based freedom. 1. If you had a heart attack and, assuming your boss were sympathetic, how could you work remotely for 4 weeks? If you hit a brick wall with a task that doesn't seem remote-compatible, or if you predict resistance from your boss, ask the following. What are you accomplishing with this task? What is the purpose? If you had to find other ways to accomplish the same, if your life depended on it, how would you do it? Remote conferencing? Video conferencing? Go-to meeting? Go to my PC or related software? Why would your boss resist remote work? What is the immediate negative effect it would have on the company, and what could you do to prevent or minimize it?